And now this is a dictation for Rose, R-O-S-E, Crimando, C-R-I-M-A-N-D as in David, O. April 2450, address as a letter, Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, a follow-up for Mrs. Crimando, as a liver transplant, secondary to non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, has chronic kidney disease, probably from exposure to cyclosporin and underlying hypertension last visit in October. No hospital visits, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood, no edema, claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes, no ulcers, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, feeling tired but able to do all her activities. Review system is completely negative. No skin rash, no bruises, no bleeding, no gums, no fever, no headaches. This paragraph medication list review. I will have high blood pressure, no RAS, and transplant cyclosporin. Next paragraph, blood pressure 137/77, alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries from April, creatinine 1.7, which is baseline for a GFR of 30, stage 3 to 4. Electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal. Mild anemia, 12.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3 to 4. Stable over time, no progression, not symptomatic. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Next number, long-term cyclosporin exposure, likely the reason for renal failure. Next number, liver transplant. University of Michigan, apparently stable. Next number, hypertension, well controlled. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, not symptomatic, does not require treatment. Continue chemistry on a regular basis, come back in 6 months.